Now a story about an ancient curse. Millions of tourists visit Hawaii each year. When it's time to go home, they leave with memories, suntans, and sometimes a handful of sand or rocks slipped into their suitcase. It's hard to blame them, says Jessica Farrakhan of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. The volcanic rock is gorgeous.
Dramatic, beautiful fields of smooth, ropey, black pōhoihoi lava, as well as rough, clinkery, brown lava called a'a.
But some say these souvenirs are the beginning of a nightmare. Pele's curse, named after a Hawaiian goddess, is rumored to haunt those who steal from her islands. So what do some tourists do when they get home and things start going wrong? Farrakhan says they think the only way to rid themselves of the curse is to rid themselves of the rocks.
Every single day, we get boxes of them and envelopes filled with rocks, sand, even items that aren't natural, like plastic ashtrays that might be in the shape of Pele that they've purchased at some, you know, tourist trinket shop.
The Visitors Bureau and post offices around the island all get these packages, and sometimes they come with notes.
Everything from, a simple sorry to really elaborate tales of woe.
There are dozens of these stories online of bad luck people attribute to Pele's curse: health problems, unemployment, a vegetable garden where no plants would grow. But it's unclear where the mythical curse came from.
We've heard it was actually a tour bus driver who was tired of cleaning out his bus, at the end of every day with all these rocks that his tourists would leave behind.
Others say, though, that the Park Service itself started spreading the rumor to stop people from taking bits of the island. But Farrakhan says that even though the myth is, well, just that, there are plenty of real reasons not to take the rocks.
Pohaku, or rocks, are very significant, whether they're big or small. They serve as the foundation of the aina here, or the land, and also the native Hawaiian cultures.
Oh, and one more little thing. Taking anything from a national park is actually illegal.